The Master Key System by Charles Harnell. First, a brief introduction from F.H. Burgess. Nature compels us all to move through life. We cannot remain stationary however much we wished. Every right-thinking person wants not merely to move through life like a sound-producing, perambulating plant, but to develop, to improve, and to continue the development mentally to the close of physical life. This development can occur only through the improvement of the quality of individual thought and the ideals, actions, and conditions that arise as a consequence. Hence, a study of the creative processes of thought and how to apply them is as of supreme importance to each one of us. This knowledge is the means whereby the evolution of human life on Earth may be hastened and uplifted in the process. Humanity ardently seeks the truth and explores every avenue to it. In this process, it has produced a special literature which ranges the whole gamut of thought from the trivial to the sublime, up from divination through all the philosophies to the final lofty truth of the Master Key. The Master Key is here given to the world as a means of tapping the great cosmic intelligence and attracting from it that which corresponds to the ambitions and aspirations of each reader. Everything and institution we see around us, created by human agency, has first to exist as a thought in some human mind. Thought, therefore, is constructive. Human thought is the spiritual power of the cosmos operating through its creature, man. The Master Key instructs the reader how to use that power, how to use it both constructively and creatively. The things and conditions we desire to become realities, we must first create in thought. The Master Key explains and guides the process. The Master Key teaching has hitherto been published in the form of a correspondence course of 24 lessons, delivered to the students one per week for 24 weeks. The reader who now receives the whole 24 parts at one time is warned not to attempt to read the book like a novel, but to treat it as a course of study, and conscientiously imbibe the meaning of each part, reading and rereading one part only per week, before proceeding to the next. Otherwise, the latter parts will tend to be misunderstood, and the reader's time and money will be wasted. And thus instructed, the Master Key will make of the reader a greater, better personality, and equipped with new power to achieve any worthy personal purpose, and a new ability to enjoy life's beauty and wonder. Some men seem to attract success, power, wealth, attainment with very little conscious effort. Others conquer with great difficulty. Still, others fail altogether to reach their ambitions, desires, and ideals. Why is this so? Why should some men realize their ambitions easily, others with difficulty, and still others not at all? The cause cannot be physical, else the most perfect men physically would be the most successful. The difference, therefore, must be mental, must be in the mind. Hence, mind must be the creative force, must constitute the sole difference between men. It is mind, therefore, which overcomes environment and every other obstacle in the path of men. When the creative power of thought is fully understood, its effects will be seen to be marvellous. But such results cannot be secured without proper application, diligence, and concentration. The student will find that the laws governing in the mental and spiritual world are as fixed and infallible as in the material world. To secure the desired results, then, it is necessary to know the law and to comply with it. A proper compliance with the law will be found to produce the most desired results with invariable exactitude. The student who learns that the power comes from within, that he is only weak because he is dependent on help from the outside, and who unhesitatingly throws himself on his own thought, instantly rights himself, stands erect, assumes a dominant attitude, and works miracles. It is evident, therefore, that he who fails to fully investigate and take advantage of the wonderful progress which is being made in this last and greatest science